It's the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show this Wednesday morning with Ian in for Ryan all of this week. We've got your traffic coming up in a moment, but first let's go to Botswana. Well, certainly in our heads anyway, it's the SA Global Explorer now, brought to you by F&B Private for advice that is as well-traveled as you. Unlock invaluable. Help changes everything. F&B is a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorized FSB and credit provider. Lebohang, I want to talk to you about your time in Bots. You worked there for a while. You were in Botswana. What did you do?
I worked for an insurance company that had obviously branched out in Botswana. Mm. But other than that, I have family in Botswana.
Ah, okay. So there's another reason for you to go there.
Yes, absolutely. In
exactly.
fact, I was brought up in a small village called Ramatlabama in the northwest, and it was literally around the border of Botswana. So my grandmother would say we used to just jump the fence and go shop in Botswana back in the day in Gaborone. Yeah. That's how close to home it is.
How do our neighbors treat visiting South Africans? That's one of the questions which I have for you. I can answer that from my point of view, but I'm going to let you go first.
It's quite interesting. It's when because we are different, there's different dialect to the Setswana language. So because I'm Motswana, sometimes they could immediately pick up that I'm not Motswana from Botswana. I'm Motswana from South Africa. And so you try to adjust then because it's deemed more authentic, their version of Setswana than ours. I think they're very stern in terms of abiding by the rules of the law. But other than that, I think there's an openness to understand the cultural dynamics of people from South Africa. They're usually very welcoming and have got a very fun and lively spirit about them.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. And by the way, I agree on the towing the line when it comes to the law as well. Yes. Certainly, when you're in someone else's country, you want to behave yourself as best as possible. But one of my favorite subjects, and I really want to dig into this for 20 seconds and talk about the foods, because Botswana is filled with beautifully cultural foods from the region. Tell us a little bit about that for people who've never been and who love a bit of alternative cuisine from what we used to hear in South Africa. What's the food like, Lebo?
Well, for me, being Motswana, I think it's very similar to some of the foods that we eat, like your pap and mohodu. Some of the delicacies from there, they have a lot of foods where you get mopane worms. And it said that the mopane worms from Botswana are better than anywhere else in the southern region. They also eat a lot of beans. They call it dinawa and dikoro, much like we would here have samp and beans. And they eat a lot of morocco as well. In other regions, like I think in Lobatse and Francis Town, they would also have okra. But pap and morocco are the key things, and they would obviously complement it with whatever meat.
Lebohang, final question for you on our Global SA Explorer. We want to know from you, in your opinion, what should people definitely do when they go to Bots?
Yo, I think to visit Kalahari, to go and experience the San people. And in fact, the closer you get there, you get to see some of them having moved closer to the town areas. But to understand the cultural aspects and some traditional aspects that they still hold very, very dear to their lifestyle and how they run their lives. Pigwe, people don't know, there's beautiful waters and lakes that you can go and experience there. Yeah, it's not just rural villages.
But it is, when you do get into the rural areas, it is so beautiful and a vast landscape rich with animals and with culture and with beautiful people. That's a beautiful picture you paint there, Lebohang. Thank you.
Yes.
Now, next week, Wednesday, on the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show, we'll do it again. It's brought to you by F&B Private. If you've ever traveled, lived, or worked abroad, we want to hear about your experiences, not for us, but so that we can share them with everybody else. Get to smilefm.co.za. Go on, share your stories with us. Let us know where we should be talking about next.